Memorial Day is on the way here. Let's look toward Memorial Day. How should people look at Memorial Day and view it and remember the fallen?
I think that that people that go about their day celebrating, there's nothing wrong with that. To a veteran, it's probably inappropriate, but we do celebrate Memorial Day. We'd rather call it observing Memorial Day. So if families could just reflect just for a minute or two during that day to realize how they got the freedom to celebrate from the people who died and gave up the supreme sacrifice to allow us to have that freedom. Even if they attend parades in their towns, you know, or ceremonies in their towns, or you know, maybe a relative is buried in a veteran's cemetery, something like that, I think it's a good day to reflect. I think that a lot of people, I won't say they do it on purpose, but I think we have short memories here in the United States. You know, we become patriotic after a major event happens, and then it sort of goes in the background and we go about our lives. But every once in a while, it doesn't have to be just Memorial Day either. You know, it could be any day you decide to do that. We have a saying in the American Legion, every day is Veterans Day. So that's who we are, you know. So I just think they should reflect.
Right. And, you know, and it's important to remember that Memorial Day is not just a day off, and it's not just a day for picnics, ales, or anything like that. It's a day to remember and to those who aren't here who work. Let's talk about suicide. I know that's not the best segue, but let's talk about what the American Legion is doing, because you know, a lot of veterans are taking their lives. And what is the American Legion doing for suicide prevention? What is the Legion doing?
We said about 3 years ago, you know, we have a lot of priorities in the American Legion, legislatively and, you know, with our VA and with our service members. But we identified our number one priority is preventing veteran suicide. It's a problem that doesn't seem to be getting better. The numbers are a little bit lower, but they're not where they should be. You know, one veteran's life is enough. But the initiative is called Be the One. And that Be the One means to be the one to save a life. And what we did was we started doing what we call buddy checks. This happened about 4 years ago. And those were well-being phone calls, just checking on veterans that you haven't heard from in a while, or maybe a friend. And that really went into this Be the One campaign. And what we're doing is we're trying to break the stigma of a veteran stepping forward and asking for help. So what better person to talk to another veteran than a veteran themselves? We understand each other's language. We've seen many of the same things when we were deployed. And I think that helps develop a trusting relationship between a veteran that may not want to step forward and a veteran that wants to be their friend or battle buddy, whatever you want to call it. So we identify that veteran at risk. And then in the community that surrounds our Legion posts, we have 12,000 Legion posts across the country. We're setting those up as resource centers. So when we identify a veteran at risk, we make the communication and realize there is a problem. We bring them into the community and we try and get them instant help. The VA in some locations are short staffed, some aren't. You know, the whole country's like that. And sometimes the mental health therapist may not be available right away. So we can get them that resource within that community to hold them off at least and get them started on the road to recovery. That's a plus. And then once we find a regimented therapeutic schedule for them, we'll know they're on the road to recovery. And the person in a Legion post, and it's not just Legion posts, it could be a community member or a veteran in the community that's not a member, it doesn't really matter. You know, this is an all hands on deck thing. It's once we identify them, we've got to make sure that we're there during the process. In other words, if that veteran has a hiccup someplace along the line, that they can go back to that person that identified them and ask them for advice or whatever it is. And then the other thing to remember is that although this doesn't have the importance of the veteran, the family members. The family members, some of them are so totally confused. You know, a service member comes home from deployment and they're just not the same. You know, they might seem depressed. They might seem to break out in episodes of anger, nightmares, things like that. A lot of family members don't know how to handle that. So we try and get them the help as well. And we have a foundation that we have called the Veterans and Children's Foundation. And that foundation pays for, gives help to veterans and their families when they're in need like this, especially the ones that are in financial crisis. So we try and help them. And then we have what we call veteran service offices that file claims on behalf of the veteran with the VA. And that fund also helps pay for their training. So it's all hands on deck. We also have a national sports sponsorship with IndyCar, Chip Ganassi Racing. The driver's name is Alex Pillow, and he drives the number 10 Be the One car. And that's really done well all around the country. You know, it's on nationally televised races, and we're actually saving lives at the racetracks, believe it or not. There's people walking up to our booths and asking for help. We had a Navy veteran back in St. Petersburg, Florida, the first race of the season, that came up and told us he was being deployed for the third time and he didn't want to go. And he said, the only way I know of not going is if I'm not here anymore. And we got that person help, got them connected with medical and mental health care therapy. And that person is on the way to recovery. So it's one veteran at a time. It's working well. And we're very excited that we've decided to do this, because 125,000 veterans since 9/11. It's just unacceptable.
Yeah, you're right. I've only got a couple minutes here. What are some of the other issues that the American Legion is working on?
We have several initiatives. We're trying to improve the quality of life at military families while the service member is deployed. And what we mean by that is, I'm not saying the military is in crisis with that, but there are some bases across the United States that are having housing problems, where there's not enough housing for their service members that serve on base and off base. There's some communities don't have enough housing for them. And some of them have to move further away from the base in order to get housing, not only availability, but price-wise. So we're trying to work with DOD to identify those problems and fix them. They have childcare problems. The childcare, just like any place else, private sector as well, can't get childcare. And if you have a service member whose both spouses are both in the service, one of them's got to stop and take care of the kids, it becomes a problem. So we have a initiative called the BASE program, approved by the DOD, that we're going to start doing assessments at military bases around the country and around the world, identifying issues like that and making recommendations to DOD to help them out. And the reason why we did this is because we want to make sure that when our service members are deployed, that they're not distracted by things going on at home. It's a national security issue, I would call it.
I'm curious about this this question about the Coast Guard. How is the Coast Guard treated differently than other branches of the service when government shutdowns happen? What happens to the Coast Guard?
So 2019, the government shut down. Everybody remembers that. It was 31 days. And during that time, since the Coast Guard falls under Homeland Security and not DOD, I guess, I don't know who missed the boat, but there was no appropriation of money to pay them while the government was shut down. So they went without. One of the positive things that came out of it was that some of the lower ranking members of the Coast Guard were able to get grants from the American Legion. We gave almost $1 million. We gave $1 million to non-paid. They didn't have to pay us back. We just gave them grants to help them through those times. That's not a sustainable fix, though. So we need Congress to pass the Pay the Coast Guard Act and make sure that if the government ever shuts down again, that those service members are paid. You know, I visit Coast Guard stations all over the country. I've been to about 5 of them right now. And the pride that those people have is just priceless. You know, and E4's telling me, Commander, don't worry about it. If we're not getting paid, we'll still do our jobs. and we'll still go out there, search and rescue and drug interdiction. It's absolutely amazing. They deserve to get paid, and we intend to keep pushing our staff in Washington to push those legislators to bring it on the floor and pass it once and for all.
There we go. Commander Triola, my time is gone. I have to let you go, but where do we find out more about the American Legion?
www.legion.org is our main webpage, and we also have a webpage for Be The One, betheone.org.
betheone.org. There we go. Commander Triola, yes. I thank you for a few minutes out, and best to you and a happy Memorial Day, and thanks for stopping by here for a few minutes.
I appreciate the interview. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye now.